Hey, Peggy McKee with PHC Consulting. I am the medical sales recruiter, and I have with me today Peter Francis, who's president and senior trainer at Clinical Laboratory Sales Training Systems out of Baltimore. Now, Peter is focused on the clinical laboratory sales training effort. So he's very, very segmented, very, very specific. And I wanted to ask Peter, because we saw at the latest G2 meeting a lot of emphasis on trying to hire some of the sales reps who have already sold in the clinical lab service arena. And Peter had said that he also has customers who are focused on trying to do this as well. And my question is, Peter, if you do hire someone, let's say you hire someone from Lab X and you're Lab A, what are their training needs, or do they have any training needs?
Well, I guess, first of all, Peggy, my first reaction is to say, well, let's define training, because there's sales training, which, of course, I get involved with, but there's training about the laboratory itself, you know, in other words, all the various departments, you know, like couriers and supplies and billing and IT connectivity and client services and that sort of thing, and the different testing departments within the lab. You know, and then there's also training on various tests, you know, which creates upselling opportunities, which also my company gets involved with. But, and there's also compliance training, which I've also helped with. So there's different aspects of training that are important to make sure that the representatives that they hire, irrespective of whether they're experienced or not, you know, have some background information. But moving into the area of sales training, I've read quite a few books on the subject, and I can say unequivocally that all the authors espouse that irrespective of the amount of experience someone has, that he or she can always benefit from some ongoing sales training experience or sales training. When a sales manager tells me that they hire only experienced representatives, and they consequently they don't feel that they need training, I ask them the simple question. I say, do you feel that experience equals aptitude? And I and the experts that have been doing training longer than I have maintain that it does not, because I have witnessed many so-called experienced representatives carry with them the same poor and inept sales attributes that they've been using for years. And the problem that we as sales trainers need to overcome is something that's called the law of first knowledge. And this is where it's just human tendency, you know, to think that whatever we learn first, that it's the best, that it's the right way, that it's the only way. So the bottom line is everyone, and I mean even those that are so-called experienced representatives, I think everyone needs refreshing on sales strategy and tactics, how to build lasting relationships, certainly testing, methodology updates, clinical practice guidelines, you know, those kinds of things. This should be an ongoing effort, and a professional and informed marketing person certainly will bring credibility to the situation, and credibility builds trust, and when you have trust and credibility, the chances of success go up dramatically.
Well, and I don't know, Peter, if you've noticed this or not, but with what I've seen is organizations who train their folks have greater levels of loyalty as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, people who are achievers appreciate the opportunity to better themselves. I think it's motivating to people to be trained. So even if they didn't actually get anything out of it, I think it drives your momentum forward, and that makes that person successful and more likely to stay in the organization. I mean, there's just all kinds of different reasons why it does this for you, but I think that there definitely is a correlation between organizations that invest in training their folks and better tenure, longer tenure, better reps, better performance overall.
Absolutely, and it speaks well for the organization that they're putting out into the field people who are trained and are professional, as opposed to just saying, you know, and I've seen this happen before. They just say, you know, here's our service manual, you know, and here's what we do. Go out and sell it, and they just provide very little training. So
and they wonder what the problem is.
And they wonder what the problem is, exactly.
That's right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your insight. I appreciate it, and I thank you again for coming on here for my readers. I know they'll appreciate your point of view as well.
Yeah, well, thanks, Peggy, for the opportunity.